welcome.
Hello.
To the ReachMahjong.com podcast, kind of weekly. And today, there's no Garth.
Yay. We don't have to hear his voice anymore.
It is just me, Jen, Barr, as always. And this week's special with us is
Gemma Collins, fresh from Austria.
Welcome, 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 welcome. It's raining today.
Yeah, and it's still hot.
Yes.
Which sucks.
Yeah, I have the air conditioning on. I pretty much never turn it off.
Yeah, I put my air conditioning back on again. Like, it was really muggy last night.
Yeah, exactly. Every time I turn it off, I regret it almost immediately. So
it looks cold, but it's not. It's deceptive.
Yeah, exactly. And I also have a now working air purifier something filter thingy.
What did you do?
I've been using it for quite a bit of time. We'll say 2 months. And the filter inside is still in the plastic, or was still in the plastic until about 30 minutes ago.
Did you feel that you were really getting the benefits for those 2 months?
I was convinced. And it has those minus ion capabilities too.
Oh.
And on the commercial, all the particles like fly in the air. And
I noticed it's only doing a green light now. It used to do a red light a lot. Not that I watched your air purifier, but I did.
Well, when it's working hard, it turns on the red light, but...
Now that it doesn't have to filter the air through plastic, it's having a much easier time of it.
Yeah, now it's just the paper.
Wait, I'm surprised it didn't just explode.
Well, I guess there's cracks around the... I don't know. And anyway.
I was going to say, what a stupid thing to put a filter in plastic in the actual filter machine thing.
I really didn't need the plastic. They could have taken out the plastic for me, or...
Just put it in the box.
Which is apparently what I thought they did. Yeah, I just put it in the box next to the... Anyway. Anyway, the air in my house is much cleaner now, probably.
I do feel like I'm breathing cleaner. Thank you. Thanks, Jen.
So, it's been a couple of weeks of Mahjong for Gemma.
Yes.
A weekend. Long weekend of Mahjong.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Austria was five days. Wow, that's a long tournament.
It was the referee seminar
one day.
And then 1 day for the team tournament, and then 3 days for the individual tournament. And
I was there a day before and day after. Oh, you didn't just use your scores. You had two actual separate tournaments.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was interesting. It was. But yeah, I don't think people took the team tournament so seriously. But it was a nice warm up.
But you did well in the team tournament.
UK got third. Mostly down to Ian Fraser's hard work, though. The rest of us were slacking a little bit. It's okay.
Well,
we were saving ourselves.
Wow, imagine if you had actually tried then.
I know, right? No. I mean, I've forgotten. I think the Danes won. They must have won. They always win. Let me check the results. Yeah. So that was good. And then the seminar, the referee seminar beforehand, was really, really good. Like, there were so many good arguments happening. It was awesome. I would recommend going to the next time.
Oh, good. So can you just give us kind of a rundown of what a referee seminar is?
So
I've never even heard of that.
No. So I think it's common in MCR in Europe, but now the EMA have decided that they want to get certified referees for Ricci as well, Ricci tournaments.
That's
more
great.
And more people, which is good. And of course, the World Ricci Championship next year, that's something we definitely need. So I think it was about 24 people, and we just sat in a room and went through all the rules, you know, how to deal with certain situations, if there's like, you know, an argument or something difficult happens, how you should behave, what powers and penalties you have at your disposal to solve a problem. And yeah, I learned that I don't know EMA rules very well.
Well, there are quite a bit of differences then.
Especially when you're getting down to the like pernickety bits that people are having arguments about. Like, I didn't realise that the reach sticks at the end, if someone hasn't claimed them, get divided between two people if they have the same score.
Huh.
I was like, what? Like, and then
because in JPML, we just leave them on the table.
Yeah.
Nobody gets them.
No one gets them.
And then in live games, we're just playing one game at the parlor, then the first place person gets them, and then it goes from the first dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. So stuff like that, I was like...
Interesting.
Yeah, lots of things, so that's where I started failing.
So, like, but what's it, is that a whole day?
It was a whole day, yeah.
So what do? You show up at?
Show up. So it was 10 o'clock it started, and then it was Tina, Tina Morton, and, oh no, I've forgotten his name. How embarrassing.
I think Morton might be my favorite person in all of Europe.
Why? Because he's got long hair?
And he's so nice to me.
He is nice. He's nice to everyone, though.
Well, then that makes him even more favorite. I like Morton a lot. I haven't met anybody in Europe for quite a long time, but since 2008?
Mm.
I haven't been to Europe since 2008, so...
Yeah. Well, yeah, Morton's awesome. Basically, they're all awesome, but yeah. So we have this referee tournament and... tournament, sorry, this seminar, and lots of discussions about problems and missing parts of the rules.
And you have lunch?
We had lunch. There was cake promised, but we didn't have cake. That was possibly the most disappointing part of the entire thing.
Did you all have lunch together, or did you, like...
Yeah, there was, like, a buffet.
Oh, nice. There are lots of buffets.
We do like buffets, yeah, that's...
I want a buffet. Let's make a buffet at my house. I think we could do that. I have some sausages in there, and we could make rice.
Why haven't you
it
done this for me
yet? It could be all you could eat sausages and rice buffet.
Get to it. Why
and
am I still
and
here?
And I have mugicha and barley tea.
I'm hungry.
Okay. I'm going to make a buffet.
Yeah.
And
then you can have your own referee seminar right here.
And also Cheerios. And but it's not all you can eat. Just when the box is gone. That's the end of the Cheerios buffet.
Oh, that's not good enough.
Oh, but we do have Mangria.
Oh, a new wine?
I bet you could not drink all 9 bottles of that.
Don't challenge me. Like, I drank a lot of wine in Austria. My liver is now primed to only drink out. I told
okay,
you,
but
it was
this
like
is 20%.
No, it was like 2 euros for a glass of wine, 4 euros for a Coke. Like the base, and even the water was 3 euros.
Why is Coke so expensive in Europe?
I don't know.
I thought that when I went to Denmark. It was really expensive to get a Coke. Why?
I don't know.
What do you guys have against our blood?
I'm not sure if... I don't know if America mostly serves it from the tap rather than serves it out of bottles and cans.
Even if you get a bottle, it's not like $5. It's like $2.
We're not the land of the free, okay?
Well, it's not like our Coke is free. But it is our blood. I mean, our blood stops moving if we don't drink Coke.
I did wonder. Well, it's the same Austrians. If they don't drink enough wine, then they just die, I think.
Right, so maybe that's why we have to have, like, a subsidy on the Coke. So it's cheaper.
I suspect Coke is really, really highly taxed in Europe because of the sugar content.
Oh, you guys have a fat tax.
We do have fat tax because we don't like fat people.
Yeah, they've been talking about that in America. They actually, in New York, I think, had a law about the size. You couldn't have a Coke larger than, 16 ounces or something.
16 ounces? That's huge!
Or maybe it was larger than... No, it's not that huge. It's like the medium
Henrik,
size.
Sorry, Henrik was the other guy who did the seminar. Sorry, I was...
Oh, I like him, too.
Yeah, he's really brilliant. But yeah, sorry.
Oh, I like Tina, too. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave you out, Tina.
We like Tina, Henrik, and Morton. They are awesome.
Is it Henrik or Enrik? Do they pronounce it H, as you would say it?
I would say they pronounce the H. They're okay. A bit closer to us, so I think they like the H.
But you guys don't pronounce the H. You guys say like...
No, only I don't pronounce the H.
History. It's an history problem.
No, I think most people say history.
It's an historical place.
We're not French, you know that. L'histoire.
I've heard you guys say historical.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Excuse me, you're the people who say herb.
Well,
they're
trying to make it so you guys can understand.
Oh, I see. Coming down to a level. Anyway, yeah, so Coke is expensive and wine is not.
Okay, so there's lots of drunk people at the Mahjong tournament.
Yeah, I did play drunk a few tables. But I did better on those tables. I didn't drink in the first part of the team tournament, and then I had a glass of wine for the next 2 tables. I came like 3rd on the first 2 tables and then 1st on the second 2 tables.
Once again, if you guys could turn your phones to silent, please.
Yeah, and also I learned in the referee seminar that if your phone rings, you get an automatic chombo penalty.
Wow, that is pretty harsh.
I thought that as well. I was like, wow, the first time you just ask the person to turn it off, and if they do it again, yeah, chombo, it's fine.
Okay, so you had the referee tournament, now you're all certified?
Yes, and then we had a test, and then the people who passed the test got to be certified referees. I passed just. It was like 17 was the pass mark. I got 17. So I figure I just didn't put any more effort in than I needed to. So I was saving myself, effort-wise. That's how I used to figure out in university, at least. Anything above 40% was just wasted effort.
Okay. Team tournament. Referee seminar. Team tournament.
Yes.
Then 3 days of actual...
3 days of individual tournament. Yeah. Yeah, there was plenty of controversy that came out of the ERC as well. I'm pretty sure people have seen the argument that happened on Mahjong News. It wasn't an argument, that's not fair. Heated discussion that happened on Mahjong News and then spilled onto the ReachMahjong.com board and then went on to... I'm not sure how to say it. Osamuko's blog?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're also discussing it over there.
Do you want to give a brief summary of what it is?
A lot of it has now come down to the quality of players. Some of the players didn't quite know the rules well enough to, in some people's minds, be sitting at the European tournament. It would be fine if they were at a local tournament, but... I mean, things like people looking at Yaku sheets and stuff.
Okay, but that's actually even allowed here.
To look at the Yaku sheet whilst you're playing?
Yeah.
Really?
You can have a rule book and a scoring chart. On the table next to you.
And you have a scoring chart? Oh my word.
But it's definitely frowned upon for pros, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
But in tournaments, you're definitely allowed to. Even pros are allowed to.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. I did not
know
that.
So, I don't know. I'm definitely in the camp of include as many as possible and just teach as you go.
I'm in that camp as well. I don't think we should be excluding players. Certainly at this point, we don't have enough players to start excluding other players. But I do sympathise with some people where people just really just did not know how to play the game. Or they'd say things like, oh, but in MCR, we can do it like that. And I'm like, oh, we're not in MCR right now. You know? Like, you've joined a different game, right? I'm sorry. And I do understand, like, a lot of people, like, I paid probably nearly £2,000 to attend that tournament. Most people would have paid over £1,000 to then only get matched up with players aren't challenging you. I can see why you'd be frustrated and you'd be, because you want to turn up, you want a real challenge. And then, I mean, if you're so good and all that, they're all so bad and it's just easy for you, then it's frustrating. Or if they're so new that they're disrupting the game, and there were a few.
And I have a feeling, like, even when I play against pros in other leagues, because of the way the mannerisms are quite different between the leagues here.
Oh, really?
So, like, for JPML, when we call a tile, we say pawn. We show our tiles that we're going to pawn with, and then we discard a tile, and then we take the pawn tile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's the fastest way to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, Saikoi Sen, they say pawn, and they take the tile and set it up, and then they discard, which actually takes a lot longer.
Yeah, that winds me up something rotten, like...
And, yeah, and, I mean, these are pros.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be just as fast. So, I think you're going to get that wherever you go, no matter what level you are. There's also, you know, there's some people that are in a pro league and they're really slow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And these are timed tournaments.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, 45 minutes for a Hanchan. 45 minutes for normal eight rounds. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get that everywhere. I think that's something you just have to kind of...
deal with.
You have to deal with, and you have to say, okay, well, we want this to grow, so we're going to be nice to people who aren't quite ready now.
Well, I think a lot of people were saying they should use some sort of matching system so that at some point, those people who are closer to each other on the rankings get to play each other, because
they can do that. Yeah, like, I think after the first or second game, but
because I think like some of the people, you know, they were just playing easy to get points off players, you know, and so they just started soaring up in the rankings. I mean, the guy who won in the end, he was 100,000 points up after the third Hanchan, like so far above anyone else that he's just running away with it, you know. And because then people, you know, weren't sort of playing against the people in their scoreboard, there wasn't much of a fight anymore, you know what I mean? So, I could see a good argument for that to change, I think they call it the Swiss tournament system or something? I don't know.
Yeah, we only do that for league tournaments. Mm. For normal tournaments, everything is completely random, because you should not be paired up with the same person twice in one tournament.
Well, that was the other problem, in that they did the draws, so you would never meet someone from your own country. The assumption being that you would already know how someone from your own country plays, which is a terrible assumption to make. I don't play hardly anyone from the UK, and some of them are only really like online players, or they play with smaller groups, not the main body in London. And
yeah, that's weird too.
I
guess when you're playing with a whole bunch of different countries, there's other things you have to think about maybe, but I don't know. I think that a lot of things are getting a little bit more complicated than even they are here, maybe.
Yeah, it is difficult. Yeah. You know, when you throw a bunch of different cultures together, it's difficult to balance everyone's demands. Anyway, it's an interesting conversation, and maybe people can start considering a different tournament system to kind of solve this, so everyone can sort of leave feeling happy. Because it's also miserable for very beginner players if they're only sitting there playing people who are just taking all their points, and it's easy. It's not a challenge for them anymore. It's just, you know, let's just leave feeling sad and miserable. Which I hope no one did. I hope no one felt left feeling sad and miserable, because I think it was a good tournament overall.
Yeah, it sounded like fun. I would have liked to be there.
Yeah, you would have loved it. Next year, you have to come next year. It's like the law.
I hope. Maybe somebody will send me. I think we talked about League already. Did I do anything else since then? I think I talked about playing in the PsyQLSen tournament too.
Mm.
I've talked about having guest jobs. And I have another guest job on Saturday.
Ooh.
In Tokyo. Yeah. I feel like I haven't played that much Mahjong. Oh, I played in North Kanto on Sunday, 2 days ago.
Mm-mm-mm.
There we go. I did fine, plus like 17 or something, 18.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fine. Nothing special.
Yeah.
Just a normal old North Kanto day.
I've been trying to improve my scoring, but it's not going so well. I realized when I started learning the scoring chart, I learned it by rote, you know? Just like the times tables. However, I did it in English, because...
Yeah, that's better.
It was better, but then I realized that I was so used to doing it by rote, I'd be like, you know, 1 in 30,000. That as soon as it was in Japanese, I just failed because I hadn't learned it in Japanese by rote. I realized that I actually just... I learned something about how my brain works. It's terrifying.
I can just put
that information in and it comes out, but it...
I'm really bad at scoring in English.
Yeah, because you learn it in Japanese,
yeah,
I guess.
I learn like all my Mahjong stuff in Japanese, so...
Yeah.
Although I really want to use at least both of the terms when speaking English, it's really hard for me to think about Mahjong and sentences in Mahjong in English.
Yeah, I now feel your pain. Like my Japanese is generally, you know, I can get by easily, but then suddenly in the scoring, I was like, my God, I can't remember numbers in Japanese. Like, or my brain can't convert them immediately, you know. It's really, really tough. So now I'm going to have to learn the whole table in Japanese.
Yeah, well, do it.
I'll just do it then. I'll just go home.
You really only have to learn. The thing about Mahjong scoring is you only have to learn the first rows. And after that, it's pretty much just double.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's
if you're not the dealer, it's for 30 fu, it's 1,000, 2,000, 3,900. And then usually just go to Mangan. If you're in JPML, then you use the 7,700.
Yeah.
And then it's 1,300.
I mean, that's what I did. I just learned the first, and then that stupid 25 one that I hate anyway, because it's
yeah, but
stupid.
That's still only... It's just 50 with
yeah.
two fu. They always have two han anyway, so you just think about 50 with one han.
Yeah.
So you only have to learn the 50 row. 30, 40, 50, you're pretty good to go.
Yeah.
Because 30 and 60 are the same.
Yeah.
And then for 70, it starts with 2-3.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then the one for the dealer is 3-4.
Yeah, 3-4, yeah.
And then the next one for the non-dealer is 4-5. So
it's
all the numbers are in sequence.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So that's the easiest to remember. And then the last one is 6-8 because 7-8-9. Mm. So you don't, you know, 8's afraid of 7.
Yes. I'm glad that you remembered it in a similar way to me, because that's exactly how I started remembering it. And I was like, oh, I'm some freak who doesn't understand maths, but apparently there's other people out there just like me. But yeah, I don't know, my great plan just to only get score manguns didn't work out so well for me either.
Yeah.
I was like, that's if only score manguns or baimans or hanimans.
In JPML, it doesn't work that well, because you get 77 a lot when you're trying to get a mangan.
Yeah, no, 77 I can deal with. I can see when it's a 77. That's fine. Like, that's easy to spot. But when you're looking at, like, yeah, 2 and 60, I'm just like, oh, what's going on over here now? Makes me sad.
That sound
means we're over.
We're just about out of time. It's a shorter episode today. But we have other stuff, like a live broadcast and things to do tonight, so we hope that you all have a happy day. Happy week.
Yeah.
And we'll put up 2 podcasts this week and 2 next week. So you'll hear this a week later, but you'll hear it.
You'll love it.
Yay. you can reach us, Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com, or Gemma, J-E-M-M-A, at reachmahjong.com.
G-E-M-M-A.
G-E-M-M-A. It sounds like a J, but it's actually G, so... Gemma at reachmahjong.com.
Gemma at reachmahjong.com.
And then also on Twitter, Mahjong Jen and Mahjong Gem.
Yeah.
That's it,
I think. I copied you.
So then you need to say the outro, like, thanks for listening, kind of.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Garth will be here next week, I guess.
Yep.
And he likes to talk a lot more than we do, so look forward to that. And thanks for listening, and go on the forums and share your opinions on the ERC.
Yay.
Yay.
See ya.
See ya.